we'll be hoping that we get a large attendance. I hope that it's packed to the rafters on the night, because we want to hear what these candidates have to say in support of farming, and we want to deliver a stronger message to them as possible.
And you're asking all farmers to come out and to voice their concerns and what they feel is it's an opportunity for them to voice their concerns prior to the election.
It is an opportunity. On the night, we will have a presentation by our top policy executives on what we're looking for from these candidates and what we're looking for from European policy. And then the candidates will have the opportunity to take questions from the crowd after that. Jack Kennedy from the Farmers Journal will be officiating that part of it on the night. So if you come along there, you'll hear what the key concerns are for farmers and what the candidates' reactions are to those. And we want a large crowd, because we want to deliver the key message that whoever is elected for us out there in Europe, they need to be supporting farmers and supporting farming.
Absolutely, Brendan. You mentioned that there. That's a very interesting point, how supporting farming, and that we see nearly every candidate that has put their name forward so far for these European elections is driving home the farming message. And you'd hope that whoever does get elected by the end of it, that they do practice what they preach.
Yes, indeed. That's key. Now, I know it's always said we have a small number of candidates in proportion to the number of MEPs that are out there in the European Parliament, but the groupings that they affiliate with when they go out there do have huge influence. So they need to be a very strong voice from our side out there and to influence the decisions that are taken in that Parliament, because we've seen over the last couple of years, whether it's nature restoration or whether it's the new cap or whatever, the amount of regulation and the amount that's been asked of us from a climate and environmental point of view. And that's all good and well, but there's no new budget for it, and there's no new supports for farming. And the cap budget is overly stretched as it is, and we need to get more of a balance in support of food production in the next cap. And, you know, we need to see the European Parliament focusing on a better balance between food production and at the same time delivering on climate and environment at the same time.